You're listening to the Modern Day Expert Podcast with me, Catherine Dove, online business entrepreneur and founder of the Experts Business Club. I believe that your message has a million-dollar value once you modernize it and share it online with a global audience. Every week, I'll share inspiration, tactics, and strategies to help you embrace your expertise, create passive income online, and make an impact in the world. You can absolutely build a life and an online business you love, and I'm here to show you how. Let's get started, shall we? Welcome to episode 3, where I'm going to talk to you about my personal definition of the ultimate lifestyle that we as modern day experts get to enjoy. And before I get started, let me just share with you, you might hear some background noise, and in a little bit, you'll understand why. I am not recording this episode in my office in Colorado. I am in a very special location right now, so stay tuned for that. So today, I wanted to talk to you about my definition of the ultimate lifestyle. Normally, I'm going to be coming to you in your ear, teaching you tactics and strategies to implement in your online business. And if you've been following me for a while, you know that I am all about taking action. There's nothing I love more than rolling up my sleeves and doing the work. I love to implement and get things done. But it's not always easy. As long as I've been building online businesses, it can still be a challenge. And in episode 2, I talked about how imposter syndrome can rear its ugly head and take you down if you're not aware of it or if you don't do things to conquer it. And I still, to this day, having been in the online business space for 20 years, I still deal with imposter syndrome. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go ahead and do that. Highly recommend it. So creating an online business to be able to sell what you know online is not as easy as many people make it out to be. There are ups and downs and highs and lows and challenges and triumphs. And that's why I believe from the bottom of my heart that the success of our online business depends on our why. Why do we want to start an online business? I believe that our why needs to make us cry. That's right. I believe that our why needs to make us cry. In other words, friends, our why has to be so important to us that it is extremely motivating to get us through the struggles we're going to have in our online business. And here is why you need a really, really important why, a why that makes you cry. In episode 1, that one is called What Exactly is a Modern Day Expert? I talked about the 3 opportunities that we have when we modernize our expertise and share it online. We have the ability to create an unlimited amount of income. We can create our ultimate lifestyle, and we can serve more people than we could ever do in person, so we can extend our reach and our impact. In today's episode, I wanted to dive a little deeper into the ultimate lifestyle that I referred to in episode 1, because I want you to be able to create an ultimate lifestyle built around your online business for both your personal life and also your business. In today's episode, I want to dive a little deeper on the ultimate lifestyle that you'll be able to create when you build an online business. And I'm going to talk about it as it pertains to both your personal life and your business. I'm going to share the ultimate lifestyle that I've been blessed to create, hoping that it inspires you. If you've been in the online business space for a while now, you're probably waiting for me to tell you the same story you've heard over and over from other online marketers. And that is that my definition of the ultimate lifestyle is sitting on the beach and sipping margaritas while generating income online 24/7. Well, I hate to disappoint, but I can't tell you that. So while I am generating income online 24/7, I'm a pina colada kind of girl. Thanks, but no thanks to those margaritas. Now, earlier I asked you to excuse any background noise because I'm not recording this in my normal location in my office in Colorado. I'm actually recording this in a very special place. I am sitting on the lanai in Maui in the condo my husband and I have been enjoying since 1996. I'm actually here with my daughter, who is a senior, her best friend, my son, who's a junior, and his two best friends. So they are here with me celebrating spring break. And that is just such a blessing to be able to be here with my kids. So as lucky as I am to be in Maui right now, that is not my idea of the ultimate lifestyle. In other words, Maui is not my why that makes me cry. My why is much more important than sipping pina coladas on the beach. My why is that I want to do whatever I want, whenever I want, and with whomever I want. It's about the freedom to be with the ones I love, build incredibly deep relationships with my loved ones, and create lifelong memories. So earlier I said, I want you to have a why that makes you cry. And the reason that's so important is because building an online business isn't easy. Like I mentioned, there are ups and downs and highs and lows and challenges and triumphs. And our why is what keeps us going. Our why is what helps us get through the challenges when we're creating our online business. So what I want to do in this episode is I want to share some personal examples with you of my ultimate lifestyle. I'm going to share things that I've been able to do over the last 20 years in my personal life because of my online businesses. And I'm also going to share with you what I've been able to do in my business, both of which have helped create the ultimate lifestyle for me. And I'm sharing this with you not to brag. I want you to get to know me a little better and how I have built my online businesses. But frankly, I want to inspire you. If what I'm sharing with you resonates with you, I want you to be able to hold on to that while you are building your online business so that you can keep moving forward. All right, so I'm going to go ahead now and share with you some personal examples and some business examples of what I believe is the ultimate lifestyle. So the first example I want to share with you that's so important to me as part of my ultimate lifestyle as a modern day expert is that I've been able to take family trips anytime and anywhere. As an online business owner, I don't have a boss, so I don't need permission to go on vacation. And I'm not limited to 2 weeks per year. I can take as many vacations as I want. And all I need to run my online business is my laptop and internet connection, so I can pretty much work from anywhere. So that's been a big blessing for me and for my family. Now, I wanted to share with you something that we've done that's been a little odd compared to most of our family and friends. And that is that we purchased an RV when the kids were really little, whereas most people, generally speaking, will purchase an RV when they're ready to retire. But we wanted to experience as many places as we could with our kids when they were young. So we purchased this RV. And I've got to tell you, when I think back, the memories that we created, they're worth so much to me. They're worth more than any money I could make in my online business. For example, I have vivid memories of taking our kids to the Rose Bowl Parade in Pasadena. We spent Christmases on the beach in Destin, Florida, Coronado Island in California, multiple camping trips in Colorado. We spent New Year's Eve in Las Vegas in our RV. We took the RV to Beverly Hills, which was quite a sight. We camped on Dana Point with our RV. So many things we've done with our RV. We, at one point, had my son's birthday party in the RV. We literally drove the RV up to the elementary school with balloons hanging on the outside and in the inside and picked up my son with his friends. I think it was third grade. And drove him to a camping spot not too far from where we lived and celebrated his birthday there. So I could go on and on and on with all of the memories that we've created in this RV that we had. And I also remember, this is a true story, I remember sitting in the tiny shower of the RV with pillows all around me and my laptop recording lessons for an online course that I had to get done. So I remember that very well. So whatever it takes to get the job done, right? But the fact is, or the benefit is, that I was able to be with my family and create these amazing memories. We ended up selling the RV when COVID hit this last year because we just weren't using it as much. But boy, those memories will be with me forever. So that's the first example I want to share with you as a modern day expert. My idea of the ultimate lifestyle was family trips anytime and anywhere. So if that's something that's important to you, maybe that can be the why that makes you cry. The next thing that I wanted to share with you is also incredibly important to me, and that is the ability to be there when my family needs me. So for example, with my kids, instead of working a traditional 9-to-5 job or having to travel all the time, I was able to set my own hours. So I was able to walk them to and from the bus every day. I was able to volunteer in their classroom. Those things were really, really important to me. And then as the kids got older, before they could drive, I had the flexibility to constantly be the mom that was driving all the kids around to all of the fun events and the things that they wanted to do when they were growing up. So I found that, that to me was a real blessing as well. So part of my ultimate lifestyle. And then some other things that aren't as happy, but are very important is that last year when my uncle passed away, I was able to drop what I was doing, grab my laptop, drive to Phoenix, and stay with my aunt for a week, which it was a really hard time for her. I was able to be there for her, and I was still able to get my work done in the evening while she was sleeping. Many years ago, when my grandmother was ill back in South Dakota, where I grew up, I was able to once again grab my laptop to go be with her. And I was with her every day until she passed away. So those are memories that I will never forget. I wouldn't have been able to do that with a regular 9-to-5 job or if I didn't have my online business. And then looking forward, I just shared with you examples from the past, but looking forward, my husband and I are both so blessed right now to have both of our parents in our lives. But as they age, we know that we may need to be able to help them out in one way or another. None of us ever knows what that is going to look like. And I personally find great comfort knowing that my husband or I can drop what we're doing, grab our laptop, and be where we need to be. We can still do what we need to do in our online business and take care of our parents. And then also looking forward, my daughter Hannah, she is going to be going next year out east to play Division I lacrosse. And I have a personal goal to be at every single one of her games. And again, because of my online business, I'll be able to do that. So those are some examples I wanted to share with you in my life that are what make up the ultimate lifestyle to me. Now I want to share with you some examples in your business or examples that I've been able to do in my business that might inspire you. So part of the ultimate lifestyle for me in my business is the ability to combine business with pleasure. It's not that easy to create an online business. There's a lot of work that we need to do, and I believe in making those work experiences as enjoyable as possible. So I'm going to share with you a couple of examples that I've done over the year in terms of combining business with pleasure. We owned an online training company that we sold in 2016. And prior to that, over the years, we had a team of employees and we offered all expense paid trips for our employees and their spouse or significant other if we met specific goals in terms of the sales of our online products and programs. So this was a really great incentive for everybody to work really hard creating online products and programs and selling them. And we were able to take our employees to places like Cancun and Maui and other fun destinations in the US. So, and the nice thing about it was because this was an online business, we didn't have to worry about any employees staying home to, you know, unlock the doors that day or see clients. We just asked that the employees bring their laptop with them, and we were able to take care of business while we were gone. Another way that I've combined business with pleasure is in terms of new product development. So whenever we had an aggressive goal or deadline to create a new online product or program, you know, the day-to-day operations can always get in the way. So we discovered that if we went away for a week or so, we could focus on our work during the day. So we'd go to a really fun location. A lot of times we would come to Maui. We took trips to Vegas. We took trips to Palm Springs, and we would just block out a whole week where we would just roll up our sleeves and focus on our work during the day. And then we would enjoy our new surroundings in the evening. So these trips were a lot of fun, and we would come away with the majority of the work done for new products that we were creating. The other thing that we were able to do in terms of combining business with pleasure is offer retreats where we would actually sell an experience where somebody could go on a trip and we would meet somewhere at a location, a desirable location, and we would be paid to work with people for that specific amount of time on something that they needed to do in their business. So it was actually a product that we created and made money, and then we were servicing our clients at the same time. It's really, really great to be able to get away from your normal work environment because it really helps spark your imagination, and you end up with a lot of ahas that you might not have had if you would have stayed in your normal work environment. So those are some great examples that I can share with you on how we combine business with pleasure. We did incentive trips. We would go on trips to create new products. And then we would also create a retreat as a product that we would sell. So I just got done sharing with you examples from my personal life and my online business and how I've been really creative and how the why that makes me cry, which is the ability to do whatever I want, whenever I want, and with whomever I want, that why that I have, it has been my North Star as I've been creating my online business, and it continues to be my North Star. It's not only the examples I share with you that I've been able to do over the years, it's the things I'm looking forward to doing over the upcoming years that help me stay driven in building my online business. So I hope the things that I've shared with you have provided you with some inspiration and will help you create your why as you create your ultimate lifestyle. Now, the last thing that I want to share with you is that it's not easy to start doing those things that I've shared with you, to just grab your laptop and take off and go work from somewhere else. You might feel like, no, I need to just stay home and just really focus on my work. Well, as entrepreneurs, our work can be very difficult. So we can find ourselves getting really stressed. We can find ourselves getting burnt out, suffering from depression, etc. So the sooner that you can just let yourself start having some of those amazing experiences as an entrepreneur, the sooner you can do that, the better. And I'll share with you that when I leave my normal work environment and I go on a vacation, even though I'm taking my work with me, that's when I get some of my best work ideas, some of my best ahas, when you just like step away from the office and step away from that normal environment you're in. So maybe you can cling to that to give yourself permission to just step away, knowing that you might just have some amazing ahas. Not to mention that it's good for you to get away. It's good. It improves your physical health, your mental health, gives you a greater well-being, and it really helps improve your family and your business relationships. So I really hope that you'll take this opportunity to sit down and write down the why that makes you cry. In other words, why are you creating your online business? Is it about the ultimate lifestyle? And then I hope you can take some inspiration from the life I've been able to lead because of my online business. Now it's time for me to grab that very last pina colada here before we head back to the mainland. I hope this was inspirational for you and can give you a North Star as you move towards creating your ultimate lifestyle as you become a modern day expert. Thanks so much, everybody. And that's a wrap for this episode of the Modern Day Expert Podcast. If you're ready to embrace your expertise and monetize it online, visit moderndayexpert.com for more information on this episode and to subscribe to my weekly Modern Day Expert Digest so I can help you every week as you build your online expert business. Bye for now.